Residents in most deprived communities of the Upper East region still do not get easy access to quality healthcare delivery. This is because these communities lack basic health infrastructure, with chief compounds in and around Sandima battling to get qualified doctors and midwives to man them. In an interview with Radio Ghana's Isaac Asari, a member of the community, Gloria Ankalo, said it is frustrating to see sick people being carried on bicycles to Sandima District Hospital, which is quite a distance to access health care. She narrated how a child died because there was no ambulance to convey him to the hospital.
The accident came on Sandima Market Day. She went to town and she was back with motor. So on the way to his house, he had an accident where the motor was on top of the boy and nobody was there to save him. It was fortunately some people were behind him. They came and took the motor away and then they took the boy, then put the boy on motor to town. So when they get there, they give the parents that they should send the boy to Tamale. So just that position, they couldn't get any ambulance to send the boy to Tamale. They only get a taxi. And you can see how the taxi is just a small place for the boy to just lay there. You can see how the taxi will even take the boy to that place. So before the raid there, that very night the boy just passed away. Due to the unavailability of the ambulance, if that ambulance were to be there, like this boy would have get his life back. But because of no ambulance in the district, that boy would have to pass away because of lack of ambulance.
The situation is not different when it comes to pregnant women. It is even more disheartening to note that in times of labor, community members have to commute long distance to other neighboring communities to ask for tricycles, often referred to as motor cane, to carry them to the district hospital. Madame Anglo shared her frustration.
This is a very big challenge in our community. In case there is no motor, you have to call for motor king from balance staff to come. Maybe when you call the that man, maybe if the person is at the farm, you have to come back to the house before you bring the motor king to the community to pick that person. 1 year, I could even have a case that the woman came to me that she needs help. And when I send, I call for the driver to come and pick the woman. But when the driver was at the farm, before he came, the woman delivered on the road, and the placentas and all those that should have come out were not yet out. So we called for another motor king, and that motor king came and picked the woman before we were even on the way. When the driver of the house ambulance came, we met him on the way before we sent the woman to the hospital. So this is a big challenge. If it's in the night, maybe it would take a long time before you get that driver to come. And if there's no motor also here, then it means you have to bear in a very big pain before you be able to get there. So what you always do is, if you feel like you're not well, or there's something wrong with you, then you just start walking, or you pick a basket, then you get there before the serious thing now comes. It's a big challenge in the community. In the hospital, when you go there, the district hospital, when you go there, they'll assist. There are many midwives there. Yeah.
In reaction, the Bulsa North District Director of Health, Edwin Nyawura, said an ambulance has been allocated from the national level to the district and will soon arrive.
We've been assured of an ambulance being allocated from national level to the district, and the hospital had one which got broken down. National Ambulance Service had one which is also down at the moment, but we've been told that one has been allocated to the district and it will be coming very soon. Apart from that, the hospital is receiving a new vehicle which is also going to boost the fleet in the hospital. Currently they have only one pickup, so that's also going to help with those referrals. The GEHIP, which is a project at the regional level, gave us 8 motor king ambulances that are very, very helpful, and many of the communities have started contributing to sustain it when the project is over by the end of this month. We're just praying that more of the motor king ambulances will be in so that we station them at advantage areas.